My name is Marilyn Elkhorn, and I'm running for County Commissioner for District 4. My vision for the future of Grant County is one where our aging senior population is not forced to move away from their homes, their family, and the community they love because the medical specialties and social services they need are not available here. I envision a future where seniors are not placed in institutional settings prematurely because families can no longer cope with the increased burden of trying to work to support themselves, raise their families, as well as manage the medical and social needs of their loved ones. According to a 2015 census estimate, we have lost an estimated 905 Grant County residents since the 2010 census, a 3.1% loss in our total county population. Many of those residents leaving are from our aging senior population sector. Even with those losses, our Grant County senior population 65 years and older has risen from 21.3% to an estimated 25.3% since the 2010 census, a whopping 4% increase in just 5 years. Grant County faces looming difficulties surrounding its aging 65 and over senior population if there is not a dedicated effort made to create and support adequate senior services and recruit and retain needed specialty medical providers, especially trained in elder care issues. Families are suffering because of the lack of these services, and Grant County is losing much needed revenues when these residents leave the area. Our regional medical center is a 4-star rated facility. It employs 723 people and is the second largest employer in Grant County. It is imperative that our local hospital remain a vital, flourishing, and improving medical facility, not only serving our senior population, but all the residents of Grant County and the other three southwestern New Mexico counties it serves in our region. As County Commissioner, my goal will be to help ensure that our regional hospital is there far into the future to serve Grant County residents and the larger regional community. Another area requiring fresh ideas and a new vision is for our residents suffering with drug and alcohol addiction and serious mental health issues. Our detention center has become the de facto go-to social institution, burdened with managing and housing residents who, because of their addictions and mental illnesses, have been criminalized and marginalized by current practices. Currently, a group of concerned citizens, healthcare, social work, and detention center professionals are working on a crisis intervention team model to assist law enforcement officers who are responding to residents in crisis. The team will help to assess and assist with appropriate placement in treatment facilities or referral to other social support settings in lieu of being booked into the jail. This should help reduce the number of cases put on our court dockets and lessen the number of inmates currently being housed in the detention center. Inmates housed in the detention center should be true criminals, not residents suffering from a disease or a mental illness. This group is also working on developing an inmate support program to address the needs of inmates who are housed in jail to assist them with necessary social support systems to make their transition back into the community more successful long term. The current system is costing the taxpayers of Grant County large amounts of money yearly without showing a good return on the investment of taxpayer dollars spent. We need a positive and effective method of addressing these issues for a long-term solution to the current revolving door story. While senior sector issues can become an economic driver all on their own, bringing better broadband services to Grant County can add to potential clean jobs, allowing people to work remotely from all over Grant County for companies from all across the country, as well as allow for entrepreneurs to start new businesses from their homes. Better broadband services will make technical upgrades to data systems worthwhile and allow the hospital, businesses, university, school districts, and local municipalities to operate more efficiently. Grant County is surrounded by abundant environmental beauty, cultural and historical richness, and a unique diversity of people, which makes us strong and resilient. As County Commissioner, I hope to lead through forward-thinking, sensible, financially prudent, environmentally sound practices and policies, which will enhance the lives of all Grant County residents for the present and into all of our futures. Please vote for Marilyn Elkhorn, County Commissioner, District 4.